Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood. Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC. Member SIPC, a registered broker-dealer.
Sun is thought patterns in all nakshatras, Sagittarius rising. Sun in Ashwini Nakshatra, 5th house. As a Sagittarius ascendant with the Sun in Ashwini Nakshatra in the 5th house, your thought patterns focus on creativity, intellectual pursuits, and spontaneous self-expression. Ashwini's swift and pioneering energy aligns with Sagittarius's adventurous and optimistic nature, inspiring you to explore new ideas in creative or intellectual fields. You often think about how to initiate projects that reflect your unique perspective, valuing originality and excitement in your self-expression. This placement encourages you to approach life with enthusiasm, often considering how to engage in activities that allow both personal growth and mental stimulation. Sun in Bharani Nakshatra, 5th house. With the Sun in Bharani Nakshatra in the 5th house, your Sagittarius ascendant's philosophical nature merges with Bharani's transformational and nurturing energy in areas of creativity, intellect, and self-expression. Bharani encourages you to think about how to channel resilience and dedication into your personal projects, focusing on pursuits that foster growth and self-improvement. You often contemplate how to create meaningful and impactful work, valuing the process of transformation as part of your intellectual or creative journey. This placement inspires you to express yourself with depth and purpose, often thinking about how to leave a lasting impact through your work. Sun in Kritika Nakshatra, 6th house. As a Sagittarius ascendant with the Sun in Kritika Nakshatra in the 6th house, your thought patterns are directed toward discipline, clarity, and efficiency in work, health, and service. Kritika's sharp and discerning energy aligns with Sagittarius's goal-oriented approach, encouraging you to think about how to refine and perfect your daily tasks. You often contemplate how to serve with precision and impact, valuing work that brings clarity and improvement to yourself and others. This placement inspires you to approach responsibilities with focus and integrity, often thinking about how to contribute to collective growth through disciplined action. Sun in Rohini Nakshatra, 6th house. With the Sun in Rohini Nakshatra in the 6th house, your Sagittarius ascendant's idealistic nature combines with Rohini's nurturing and abundant energy in areas of work and daily routines. Rohini encourages you to think about how to bring beauty, growth, and creativity into your professional life, valuing routines that provide a sense of fulfillment. You often contemplate how to create a harmonious work environment that reflects both stability and creativity, focusing on tasks that allow you to nurture both yourself and those around you. This placement inspires you to approach your work with care and a sense of purpose, often seeking ways to enhance the quality of your everyday life. Sun in Mrigashira Nakshatra, 7th house. As a Sagittarius ascendant with the Sun in Mrigashira Nakshatra in the 7th house, your thought patterns revolve around exploration, curiosity, and connection in partnerships and relationships. Mrigashira's inquisitive and adaptable energy encourages you to explore new perspectives within your partnerships, valuing flexibility and mutual growth in your connections. You may often contemplate how to foster relationships that allow for shared learning and adventure, focusing on creating bonds that expand your worldview. This placement inspires you to approach relationships with curiosity, often thinking about how to enhance connections through open-minded communication and shared exploration. Sun in Ardra Nakshatra, 7th house. With the Sun in Ardha Nakshatra in the seventh house, your Sagittarius ascendant's philosophical nature merges with Ardha's transformative and intense energy in relationships and partnerships. Ardha encourages you to examine and confront deeper emotional aspects of your connections, valuing honesty and personal growth within partnerships. You may often contemplate how to create relationships that challenge you to grow and understand yourself better, focusing on mutual transformation. This placement inspires you to approach relationships with depth and resilience, often thinking about how to form connections that allow for both intellectual and emotional exploration. Sun in Pushya Nakshatra, 8th house. As a Sagittarius ascendant with the Sun in Pushya Nakshatra in the 8th house, your thought patterns center on transformation, wisdom, and nurturing in the realm of shared resources, inner growth, and life's mysteries. Pushya's supportive and disciplined energy aligns with Sagittarius's philosophical nature, encouraging you to think about how to find security and depth within yourself. You often contemplate how to cultivate stability through introspection and emotional resilience, valuing transformation that brings inner peace and wisdom. This placement inspires you to approach change with a nurturing mindset, thinking about how to grow emotionally and spiritually. Sun in Ashlesha Nakshatra, 8th house. With the Sun in Ashlesha Nakshatra in the 8th house, your Sagittarius ascendant's inquisitive nature merges with Ashlesha's introspective and strategic energy in matters of transformation and shared resources. Ashlesha encourages you to explore the depths of your psyche and understand the unseen dynamics in your life, valuing introspection that brings clarity and empowerment. You often contemplate how to address your fears and inner challenges with courage, focusing on achieving personal growth through self-awareness. This placement inspires you to approach inner transformation with a strategic, thoughtful mindset, thinking about how to harness your strengths for resilience. Sun in Magha Nakshatra, 9th house. As a Sagittarius ascendant with the Sun in Magha Nakshatra in the 9th house, your thought patterns revolve around honor, tradition, and purpose in matters of higher learning, beliefs, and spiritual exploration. Magha's regal and committed energy aligns with Sagittarius's natural inclination toward growth, encouraging you to think about how to create a legacy rooted in wisdom and respect. You often contemplate how to achieve personal enlightenment through dedication to your beliefs, valuing tradition and lineage in your philosophical pursuits. This placement inspires you to approach learning and spirituality with a sense of pride and responsibility, focusing on leaving a meaningful impact. Sun in Purva Falguni Nakshatra, 9th house. With the Sun in Purva Falguni Nakshatra in the 9th house, your Sagittarius ascendant's adventurous spirit merges with Purva Falguni's joyful and creative energy in the realm of higher learning and philosophy. Purva Falguni encourages you to think about how to bring pleasure, beauty, and creativity into your exploration of beliefs, valuing an approach to spirituality that inspires and fulfills you. You often contemplate how to expand your worldview in a way that allows for both joy and growth, focusing on beliefs that bring a sense of harmony and excitement. This placement inspires you to approach philosophical pursuits with enthusiasm, seeking experiences that uplift and enlighten. Sun in Uttara Falguni Nakshatra, 10th house. As a Sagittarius ascendant with the Sun in Uttara Falguni Nakshatra in the 10th house, your thought patterns focus on responsibility, honor, and commitment in your career and public life. Uttara Falguni's disciplined and reliable energy complements Sagittarius's vision-oriented nature, encouraging you to think about how to build a professional legacy with integrity. You often contemplate how to create a meaningful impact in your career, valuing consistency and purpose in your public contributions. This placement inspires you to approach your career with a strong sense of duty and respect, often thinking about how to lead by example. Sun in Hasta Nakshatra, 10th house. With the Sun in Hasta Nakshatra in the 10th house, your Sagittarius ascendant's intellectual and adaptable nature combines with Hasta's skillful and resourceful energy in professional matters. Hasta encourages you to think about how to apply creativity and practicality in your career, valuing work that allows for hands-on skill and personal involvement. You often contemplate how to improve and refine your approach to your profession, focusing on tasks that bring out your abilities in practical and innovative ways. This placement inspires you to approach your career with precision and adaptability, thinking about how to make an impact through thoughtful and effective contributions. Sun in Chitra Nakshatra, 11th house. As a Sagittarius ascendant with the Sun in Chitra Nakshatra in the 11th house, your thought patterns are directed toward creativity, structure, and influence in social circles, aspirations, and community involvement. Chitra's artistic and precise energy aligns with Sagittarius's broad-minded and social nature, encouraging you to think about how to leave a lasting impression within your networks. You often contemplate ways to blend beauty and structure in your goals, valuing friendships and alliances that reflect both aesthetic and intellectual fulfillment. This placement inspires you to approach social aspirations with both creativity and discipline, focusing on how to contribute meaningfully to your community. Sun in Swati Nakshatra, 11th house. As a Sagittarius ascendant with the Sun in Swati Nakshatra in the 11th house, your thought patterns center around independence, adaptability, and diplomacy in social circles, aspirations, and friendships. Swati's flexible and freedom-loving energy aligns with Sagittarius's visionary nature, encouraging you to explore diverse ideas and paths within your networks. You often contemplate how to create balance in your relationships, valuing friendships that support personal growth and allow for individuality. This placement inspires you to approach your social life with openness and tact, thinking about how to foster connections that honor both independence and harmony. Hash Sun in Vishakha Nakshatra, 11th house. With the Sun in Vishakha Nakshatra in the 11th house, your Sagittarius ascendant's adventurous spirit merges with Vishakha's ambitious and driven energy in social aspirations and community engagement. Vishakha encourages you to think about achieving goals with focus and determination, valuing friendships and alliances that support your personal and professional growth. You often contemplate how to inspire and lead within your social networks, focusing on connections that bring purpose and shared achievements. This placement inspires you to approach your social goals with a strong sense of ambition, thinking about how to cultivate relationships that contribute to your vision. Sun in Anuradha Nakshatra, 12th house. As a Sagittarius ascendant with the Sun in Anuradha Nakshatra in the 12th house, your thought patterns focus on loyalty, depth, and spiritual growth within solitude and introspection. Anuradha's nurturing and disciplined energy complements Sagittarius's philosophical nature, encouraging you to explore deeper aspects of spirituality and inner peace. You often contemplate how to cultivate resilience and emotional strength, valuing solitude as a time for personal growth and inner reflection. This placement inspires you to approach spirituality with a mindset of devotion and dedication, thinking about how to find fulfillment through deep personal insights. Sun in Jyeshtha Nakshatra, 12th house. With the Sun in Jyeshtha Nakshatra in the 12th house, your Sagittarius ascendant's quest for truth aligns with Jyeshtha's powerful, introspective energy, particularly in spiritual and inner matters. Jyeshtha encourages you to explore hidden truths and personal strengths, valuing self-mastery and inner wisdom. You often contemplate how to overcome inner challenges, focusing on personal empowerment and transformation within solitude. This placement inspires you to approach spirituality with courage and a desire for self-discovery, thinking about how to harness your inner strengths to navigate life's mysteries. Hash Sun in Mula Nakshatra, 1st house. As a Sagittarius ascendant with the Sun in Mula Nakshatra in the 1st house, your thought patterns revolve around exploration, transformation, and understanding your personal identity. Mula's probing and transformative energy enhances Sagittarius's natural curiosity, encouraging you to seek deeper truths about yourself and your life path. You often think about how to express your individuality through self-discovery, valuing authenticity and self-awareness. This placement inspires you to approach life with an inquisitive and fearless mindset, and often contemplating how to evolve and grow through new insights and experiences. Sun in Purvashada Nakshatra, 1st house. As a Sagittarius ascendant with the Sun in Purva Ashada Nakshatra in the 1st house, your thought patterns focus on optimism, resilience, and the desire for personal expansion. Purva Ashada's victorious and forward-moving energy aligns with Sagittarius's adventurous nature, encouraging you to think about how to achieve personal growth and success. You often contemplate how to embody confidence and positivity, valuing self-expression that reflects your inner strength and determination. This placement inspires you to approach life with a winning attitude, often thinking about how to inspire others and create positive changes through your actions. Sun in Uttara Ashada Nakshatra, second house. As a Sagittarius ascendant with the Sun in Uttara Ashada Nakshatra in the second house, your thought patterns center on discipline, responsibility, and integrity in matters of finances, values, and family. Uttara Ashada's committed and steady energy aligns with Sagittarius's ethical focus, encouraging you to build stability and security with a sense of honor. You often contemplate how to cultivate financial well-being and self-worth, valuing resources that reflect your personal values and aspirations. This placement inspires you to approach financial matters with a mindset of respect and diligence, thinking about how to create a foundation that aligns with your principles. Sun in Shravana Nakshatra, second house. As a Sagittarius ascendant with the Sun in Shravana Nakshatra in the second house, your thought patterns revolve around wisdom, stability, and communication in matters of finances, family, and self-worth. Shravana's observant and reflective energy aligns with Sagittarius's philosophical mindset, encouraging you to think about how to build wealth and security with intelligence and careful consideration. You often contemplate how to create a foundation based on insight and understanding, valuing resources that reflect both personal growth and practical wisdom. This placement inspires you to approach financial and family matters with a calm and thoughtful attitude, focusing on creating a legacy of knowledge and stability. Sun in Dhanishta Nakshatra, third house. With the Sun in Dhanishta Nakshatra in the third house, your Sagittarius ascendant's outgoing and optimistic nature merges with Dhanishta's rhythmic and ambitious energy in communication, learning, and relationships with siblings and peers. Dhanishta encourages you to think about how to channel creativity and structure into your interactions, valuing consistent and meaningful exchanges. You may often contemplate how to enhance your communication skills to reflect both passion and purpose, focusing on building relationships that support collective progress. This placement inspires you to approach communication with enthusiasm, thinking about how to make a positive impact through collaboration and expression. Sun in Shatabhisha Nakshatra, third house. As a Sagittarius ascendant with the Sun in Shatabhisha Nakshatra in the third house, your thought patterns focus on introspection, healing, and originality in communication and self-expression. Shatabhisha's mystical and transformative energy complements Sagittarius's broad-minded outlook, encouraging you to explore unconventional ideas and methods in how you connect with others. You often contemplate how to bring innovation and depth to your conversations, valuing relationships that allow for personal growth and emotional healing. This placement inspires you to approach communication with creativity and depth, thinking about how to use words and ideas to bring about positive change. Sun in Purva Bhadrapada Nakshatra, fourth house. With the Sun in Purva Bhadrapada Nakshatra in the fourth house, your Sagittarius ascendant's spiritual and philosophical leanings combine with Purva Bhadrapada's intense transformational energy in home and family matters. Purva Bhadrapada encourages you to explore themes of inner growth and resilience within the home, valuing an environment that supports emotional transformation and stability. You often contemplate how to cultivate a home life that reflects both your values and inner journey, focusing on creating a sanctuary that fosters personal growth. This placement inspires you to approach family life with wisdom and depth, thinking about how to provide a nurturing, transformative space. Sun in Uttara Bhadrapada Nakshatra. As a Sagittarius ascendant with the Sun in Uttara Bhadrapada Nakshatra in the fourth house, your thought patterns are shaped by patience, wisdom, and empathy in matters of home, family, and inner emotional life. Uttara Bhadrapada's calm and reflective energy aligns with Sagittarius's optimistic spirit, encouraging you to create a peaceful, supportive home environment that allows for personal growth. You often contemplate how to bring balance and understanding into your family dynamics, valuing emotional connections that foster stability and inner peace. This placement inspires you to approach family life with empathy and resilience, thinking about how to create a home that nurtures both inner strength and tranquility. Sun in Ravati Nakshatra, 4th house. With the Sun in Ravati Nakshatra in the 4th house, your Sagittarius ascendant's compassionate and adventurous nature merges with Ravati's nurturing and empathetic energy in the realm of home, family, and inner life. Ravati encourages you to think about how to bring harmony, kindness, and care into your family and personal space, valuing a home environment that supports emotional well-being and understanding. You often contemplate how to create a sanctuary that provides both security and spiritual connection, focusing on family relationships that bring warmth and mutual support. This placement inspires you to approach family matters with compassion, thinking about how to create an environment that feels safe, loving, and fulfilling.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.